כי כל המידויס והשיעורים הם רק אחר הבריאה. Because the whole concept of measurements and limits and boundaries only comes into being once Hashem created. Before creation, it was just infinite light, Ein Sof, no boundaries. It's only once there's a bria, then there's Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, then there's boundaries, there's oceans and dry land, all kinds, light and darkness. V'haruach deleila hu bebechinas koidem habria. And that upper ruach corresponds to what was before creation. No boundaries, a bechin of Ein Sof. That's that first truma. V'hatruma shnia, whereas the second truma, shehi meiser min hameiser, which is a tenth of a tenth, the Levi from his tenth gives a tenth, b'chinas ruach delesato, that corresponds to that lower ruach, shu b'chinas poel, which is action, sheshom hamidois v'ashurim. There are measures and boundaries. V'alkein hi meiser min hameiser. And that's why the Torah, the Chumash, defines it as meiser min hameiser, a tenth of a tenth. Ki hachius delesato hi rak chelek mimea. Because the energy, the spiritual energy of the lowest level is 1/100, b'chinas meiser min hameiser. It's 1/100 of that upper energy. Besoid chayev odom lavorech mea brochas b'chol yoim kemuva. Based on this secret, this is the secret behind what the Gemara tells us, that a Jew is required to make 100 blessings every day. That 100 blessings represents the 10 spheroids. That's one of our ways of punching in each one of those 10 buttons. Each one of the 10 spheroids, which is a tens unit. They're all 10. Each one is comprised of 10. So that the Malchus, the bottom of the Malchus, is number 100. It's 1/100 of what we started out with on top. V'alkein tzrichin lahafrish mikoidem hamaiser. And that's why before we can give that second truma, we have to first separate maiser to the Levi. Ki hamaiser hu bechinas malchus peh, bechinas hadibur, shu bechinas maiser min hamachshava, min bechinas ruach delayla. Because the maiser, which is a tenth, represents the sphere of malchus, which is number 10 on the totem pole. That's that tenth, which is the mouth, which is malchus, which is dibur. And we said that before anything can be go into action, it starts out in machshava, it starts out in chachma, then it has to go through a stage of dibur, which is the malchus, which is the meiser, the hu nitan lalevi, and that's given specifically to the Levi, shehu bechinas hadibur. The Leviim represent dibur. Dibur is tzimtzum. Dibur is words, sentences, paragraphs, all boundaries, boundaries. Bechinas, as we say in Ashrei, ugivurascha yedaberu. The midah of gvura is dibur. Levi is from the left side. Givura, dibur. Shehu sitra de Levi, kiyadua. That's the side of the Levi, as is known. Shehalaviim hem bechinas gvurais. The Leviim represent gvura. Val yedei hadibur, moitzien mikoyach alapoel. And we said you start out with machshava, then once you bring it into dibur, then it's possible to actually bring it into action. Like any kind of project, the person wants to build a house. First, they think about it. They picture, they paint an image in their brain. Then they start speaking about it, financing, materials, all kinds of location, all that. And then it can go, then it can translate into Maisa. V'aydei ha-dibur moitzien mikoyach al-apoel. Dehainu al-yidei ha-maiser le-levi, shubachin az-dibur, by going through that second stage of giving the maiser to the Levi, which is initiating that koyach ha-dibur, ayidei ze moitzien mikoyach al-apoel. That's how we're able to move it on to that third stage, which is going to be Maisa, action. V'azai nimsha haruach delesato shubachin az-poel. That's when we turn on that lower ruach, which is action. That yud at the end of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Maisa. The Zohar Kodesh says that the word Odom, the Aleph, stands for Machshava. Aleph is the beginning, number one. the word Aleph also means to teach. Va'alef chachma. There's a pasuk says, "I will teach you chachma." So the letter Aleph represents chachma, that first yud of yud kei vav kei. The dalet is dibur, and the mem is maisa. That anything that a human being wants to do in this world has to go through these three stages: machshava, dibur, maisa. And that third stage, which is poyal, which is action, that's that second truma, which the Torah calls meiser min ha-meiser, where from the Levi's portion, we extract a tenth of that. Shehu gamkein truma. Now hold on a sec, but this guy's all the way on bottom. Why are you calling him truma, man? The answer is because he's also a yud. We had that yud of yud kei vav kei. We have the soif maisa b'machshava tchila. That these are all, they seem to be so far apart. This is ruach deleila, which is infinite, no boundaries at all. The other one is ruach delesata, which is measures and boundaries and everything. This is yud and this is yud. They start out as one, literally. Then there's this poiseach es yodecha. Then there's this opening of the yuds, which enables creation to take place. That's how the whole creation takes place. V'chein merumas gamkein b'divrei rabbeinu b'mokom acher. And Rav Nosson Zal says, you will find this hint or two in another place in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, b'simen non aleph, in chapter 51 in Likut Imran, shehalevi hi b'chinas hamemutza b'in koidem habriya l'achar habriya. That the Levi is the intermediary. Levi represents Tahara. There's a pasuk, V'tiharto es halevim. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that Tahara is the intermediate state between before creation and after creation. Kemuva b'maymar omer Rabbi Akiva, k'shtagil avnei shayish tor, as is brought over there in chapter 51 on Likut Imran, Ayin Shom. V'alkei nikra b'shem Levi. And this is why the title of that character is Levi, because the word Levi means attachment, unity, unifying. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says, when Levi was born, his mother Leah said, "Hapam yilove ishi elai." Now my husband is going to be solidly attached to me, connected to me, because this was her third son. She had fulfilled her quota. Four mothers, 12 sons, she fulfilled. Hapam yilove. Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu shehi bechinas hadibur. This Levi represents the dibur, hamechabe ruach deleila, ruach delesata, which is what attaches, it connects the ruach deleila, which is machshava. There's a pasuk, mipiv das usvuna, that from a person's mouth, you get a picture of what's going on in his brain, right? Chacham mohu oimer. The chacham, where do you see his chachma? In what he says, his speech. So the speech is where the ruach de la'ela and the ruach de la'sata come together. Kihu memutza bein shneim, that's the intermediate between the two of them. The kolul mishneihem, and it's actually a combination of both. Dibur is a combination of machshava and maisa. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 11, Torah Yud Aleph in Likut Imran, Shehadibur Nikro Tziparto. There Rabbeinu Zal compares the dibur to a bird. The koi bekursaya, that bird, its feet are in the water. The reshe moti atzeis shmaya, its head reached up to the heavens. The karsule, and its ankles, the bottom of its feet, were bemaya, lamato, all the way down. Ki hadibur kolul milamalo ulamata, because dibur is this combination of upper and lower. Ki hu moitzi mikoyach alapoyel, because that's the vessel, that's the thing that takes something from thought into action. Sheze ikar habriya, when we talk about creation, creation is the process whereby Hashem's thoughts were translated into action. K'may shekosu shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Yud Aleph. V'alkein nikro hadibur hakodosh shel b'chinas loshna kodesh pishnayim. And now you'll understand also why the Hebrew language, loshna kodesh, is referred to as double. K'may shekosu Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 19 in Likutei Moran, we have the concept of shnayim mikro, ve'echot targum, two portions of Hebrew corresponding to one portion of Aramaic, bebechinas, and as we find also in Torah Samach Vav, vihino pi shnayim beruchacha, that Elisha Novi asked his rabbi Eliyahu Novi, let me have double your ruach, because I know that there are two ruachs, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. And Elisha Novi asked Eliyahu Novi, I want a double ruach. Kama shekosu shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, ki hu pi shnayim mamish, because loshna kodesh, the dibur, is double. Ki kolu mishnei ruchoi sanal, because the dibur is a composite of these two ruachs. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that the word ruach is bigematria 214. Two times 214 is 428, which is the last letters of Poiseach Es Yodecho. Poiseach is a ches, that's the eight. Es is a tof, is 400. And Yodecho is a chof, that which is the name of the malach who's appointed over Parnosa, the malach who may chatach, lachtoch. Lachtochinyin means to decide something, to make it final, to make it have that kind of thing. That malach, that's this two ruchos, this ruach delayla and ruach delasata, which is dependent on dibur, which is the whole koyach ha-dibur. V'alkein nosnu chachomim shir l'truma rishoyno trei mimeil. Now you'll understand why, even though in the Chumash, it does not define truma at all, truma gedoyla, the first truma, it doesn't give it any fixed amount, but the rabbis learned out that it's trei mea, two from 100. Ki haruach dele'elo kolol mishtei haruchais, because the upper ruach is actually a combination of both, upper and lower. Ki ze klal, because this is a rule throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, sheho elyoin kolol me'atachtoim, that the upper one automatically has in it the lower one. Ki ha'ishtalshelus mireishis hamachshova shubchinas ruach deleila ad soif hamaisa shuruach delesato hu ad bechinas mea, because the spiraling down that takes place from the tippity top, from the top of machshova, going down to the end of Maisa, Ruach Lesato, is 100 levels, 100 dargos. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Al tikri mo elomeo. When the Pasuk says, Viato mo Hashem alekech shon emcha, what is Hashem asking of you, mo? The Gemara says, Al tikri mo elomeo. Hashem is asking of you 100. Hashem is asking of a Jew to fill in those 100 boxes, those 100 brochos every day, which take you from the top of the top of Chochma all the way down to the bottom of Malchus. Goes Shezeh Bechinas Mea Brochos. That's the 100 Brochos. Shezeh Bechinas Meiser Min HaMeiser. And that's that third step here, which is the 10th of a 10th that's being given to the Kohen. That's second Truma. Shehu Chelek Mimea, which is 1/100. V'alkein, and therefore, Haruach Deleila, Shehu kol mishtei haruchais, this upper ruach, which is actually a composite of both upper and lower, they start out as one. Remember, hu pishnayim b'hatachtoin, it's double the lower one. Hainu trei mimea, the last truma we said is 1 from 100. If the last truma is 1 from 100, then we know automatically that the first truma is double that, because the upper one is always the upper plus the lower. It's always double. Ki hu kolul mishneim, because it, the upper one is a composite of both. Ube'emes, the truth is, mi'ikar adin midoraisa ein l'truma rishena shum shir. The basic law of the written Torah does not prescribe any amount for the first truma. Kishom lemalo min hashir v'amida, kanal. Because up there at Reishis Chach, at the top of Chachma, there are no boundaries, there are no measures. Rak chachomim nosnu lo shir al shem soifoi. However, the rabbis prescribed an amount based on the end, based on the finish. Ki soifoi lehishtal shel ad lemato ad soif hamaisa, because they knew that light that starts off on the top floor reaches all the way down to the bottom, to the ground floor, which is the bottom of Malchus. It's that Yud of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, all the way at the end. Ki soif maisa b'machshava tchila. Because the Torah tells us that the end of maisa is rooted in the beginning of machshava. Rabbein Azal says when a person wants to design a building or a machine, what's step one? Step one is not the screws and the parts. Step one is the picture in the person's mind of how the finished product is going to look. What I want this to look like. That's soif maisa b'machshava tchila. Then, once they have the initial picture, which is the end, then they go back to the beginning and start breaking it down to all of its parts and figuring out what it's going to take to get to there, etc. So we see that connection between the end, the final product, and the beginning, the tchila samachshava. V'alkein shiuroi trei mimeya. And that's why the shear of the first truma, that's why the rabbis said that first truma should be 2 from 100, ki hu kol mishnehem, because it's a combination of both. Bechinas soif maisa b'machshava tchila. Kemuva shama maimar v'hino pishnaim ein sham. As Rabbein Azal elaborates over there in that Torah samach vav and likud imran, v'hino pishnaim. V'alkein, and therefore, shnei hatrumois lakoyhein, both of these trumois, go to the same address. They both go to the Kohen, the Truma Rishayna, the Truma Gedoyla, as it's called, and the Truma Smeiser. Step one and step three both go to the Kohen. Ki HaKohen hu bebechinas Chochma Kamuva, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tells us that Kohen is Chochma. Shemishom hu bechinas Shtei Haruchais. That's where both of these Ruchais first originate from. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Kulam bechochma sisa. All of them, kulam, starting from the top, reaching all the way down to the mouth, all of them were created with chochma. All of them start out inside chochma. Vayidei elu hamatonoi sanal, and through these gifts, by giving these gifts to the kohen, vayidei ze meirimim umalim hatvua, we elevate the grain, umesakninoi san, we correct it, we fix it, ke'ilu boirin oisa michodosh, as if we're creating it anew. Ki mamshichin l'chiyus min hakedusha, because we're drawing upon it energy, life, from the holiness, mitchila samachshava at soif hamaisa, spanning the whole spectrum. We're drawing from the top of chachma to the bottom of malchus. That whole full spectrum of kedusha, we're shining into that grain. Vazai Hatvua niskatsha bigdusha shleimus loshna kodesh. And then that grain is receiving the holiness, the full power of loshna kodesh, shuhu bechinas pishnaim, which is referred to as that double portion, the upper ruach and lower ruach, sha'al yodoi nivra ha'olam v'kol ha'shebo, because that's how the entire world and everything in it was created, with dibur. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu Ubaruach Piv Kol Tzavon. And we said that the dibur is this separation of the upper ruach and the lower ruach. That's the two lips even, that are involved, the upper and lower, that are involved in churning out the words of the dibur. V'alkein, okay, so we spoke about truma. We spoke about mice, truma to the kohen, meiser to the levi, and then another truma, trumas meiser, which goes to the kohen also. After that, v'alkein mafrish nacharkach meiser sheni. Step four is that in addition to those first three, the Jew has to take out another 10%, which becomes meiser sheni. Who do you give that to? To nobody. You keep it yourself, but in order to be permitted to eat it, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Ze bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh al yedei targum. So far, we've spoken about loshna kodesh. That loshna kodesh is a double portion. That's the two trumas. And again, in middle, you have to stick in the levi, the dibur. Now, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that we know that loshna kodesh is not complete until you're able to do outreach, until you're able to reach out into the Targum and include that into the Kedusha. Meiser Sheni is the Tikkun of the Targum. Ki a Meiser Sheni hu bechinas Targum, shehu samuch el hakdusha. That's the language of Targum, which out of all of the nations of the, out of all of the languages, out of 70 nations, that's the one that's closest to the Kedusha. V'nechol lezorim. And Meiser Sheni can be eaten by regular people. It doesn't have to be eaten by a Kohen or a Levi. V'hu memutza bein matnois kahuna, shem koidish lagamri, ubein shar hatvua hanecheles lezorim. Meiser Sheni is the intermediary between truma and maisras, things like that, which are called holy in the Torah, versus regular grain, regular, which is choyel, you know, regular choyel. The ikar mitzvah, so the main mitzvah of Meiser Sheni is hurak lahaloisay liYerushalayim yirakodesh, is to bring it up to the city of Yerushalayim and eat it there. Shehi bechinas malchus peh, bechinas loshna kodesh. Yerushalayim represents malchus. That's the capital city. That's the ir malucha. Mikdash melech, ir malucha. Talking about Yerushalayim. Ula ochloi sham, and to eat it there. Shaydei ze, oile hatoiv shebatargum, loloshna kodesh. By bringing this Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, we're taking the good. Targum is a composite of good and bad. Targum is noiga, good and bad. By us bringing the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, gives us the ability to separate the good from the bad in Targum and take the good and integrate it into Loshna Kodesh. The hora nichna. And the bad aspect of it, the tumah, is eliminated. Vazai hutra hatvua bachila Yisrael. And once you've done these four steps, now the grain becomes completely permissible for a Jew. Ki nichna hara al yidei b'china shleimus l'shna kodesh al yidei atarum kanam. Because we've succeeded in dealing with the evil, with the negative aspect, completely. How? By making the tikkun of l'shna kodesh, and then making the tikkun of Targum. Ayin le'el behilchas orla haloch aleph. Rav Nosson says, if you look back in the laws of orla, halacha number one, shom mavoyer k'tzas yoiser b'chinas maiser sheni. There he goes much more into detail in explaining the concept of maiser sheni, that tikkun for the noiga, that intermediary, that good and bad. Ki hu b'chinas netaravai. Because Meiser Sheni is similar to Netarvai. Netarvai means the produce of the fourth year. That when a Jew plants a tree, the produce of the first 3 years is off limits, corresponding to the three klipos that are totally bad. The fruit of the fourth year is good and bad. It's Targum. And therefore, the only way you can eat it is if you bring it to Yerushalayim, just like Meiser Sheni. Shubhinas Loshin Targum, Hamashlim Loshin HaKodesh. That's this concept of Targum, which completes the Loshin Kodesh, Al Yidei Shenechol B'Yerushalayim, by eating it in Yerushalayim. That's putting it into a mikvahite. That's bringing it to a place of tremendous holiness that has the ability to process even the Targum, even that Klipas Noiga, to separate the good from the bad. The good of the Targum is integrated into the Kedusha, and the bad is gotten rid of completely.